Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The D.C. shooter was a fan on Facebook of the Southern Poverty Law Center. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the D.C. shooter, the one who targeted Republicans and ultimately critically injured Representative Scalise and others in this process, intent on committing mass murder, was a Facebook fan of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, which is a reckless organization that falsely labels people and organizations as, quote, haters or, quote, hate groups. The SPLC has now admitted, Matt, that James Hodgkinson liked the SPLC on Facebook, and it continues to ignore the obvious dangers of its false labeling. They have been called on the carpet repeatedly to stop this rhetoric, and yet the SPLC continues to recklessly label people and organizations as haters, not because they are violent or advocate violence, quite the opposite, simply because they disagree with them ideologically.
Yeah, and years and years ago, Matt, you'll recall that I wrote a couple articles warning that the Southern Poverty Law Center's disingenuous, defamatory, and really hateful rhetoric in trying to smear mainstream Christian organizations as so-called hate groups, that it could incite somebody who's a little less stable to violence. And we know that in 2012, exactly that happened with a homosexual activist named Floyd Corkins, who stormed the Family Research Council's Washington, D.C. office, intent on slaughtering everybody in there and rubbing their faces with Chick-fil-A sandwiches. He had a backpack full of Chick-fil-A sandwiches. And through the investigation, the FBI noted, and it was noted in open court, and that Floyd Corkins was incited and inspired to do this by the Southern Poverty Law Center's hateful and defamatory rhetoric. Lo and behold, James Hodgkinson, the shooter there in Alexandria, Virginia, was a big follower and fan of the Southern Poverty Law Center. So once again, we see the recklessness of the SPLC leading to violence. And in both instances, thank God that nobody died. Congressman Scalise, of course, is severely injured. We need to continue to pray for his recovery. And there were others, staffers and others that were injured and shot. But the Southern Poverty Law Center just refuses to have any kind of introspection here. They refuse to acknowledge their responsibility in contributing to this violence, and it shows that they are so politically motivated. Who does that? Who refuses to acknowledge your hand in violence like this, except for somebody that's filled with hate? And I would posit that the Southern Poverty Law Center, by refusing to scale back this reckless incitement of violence and acknowledge that they have taken a wrong path here, that would seem to me to indicate that they are the ones with hate in their heart.
You know, absolutely. And I don't understand that the SPLC, they get millions of dollars every year. I mean, the leader gets, I think, $300,000 a year in salary, for their intent is to destroy pro-family organizations.
Yeah, that's their intent. Mark Potok has been on record. In fact, there's a video tape of him where he's speaking. And he says, our criteria for a hate group, first of all, have nothing to do with criminality or violence or any kind of guess we're making about this group could be dangerous. It's strictly ideological, he said. Mm. And in the video, he says, in a public meeting, quote, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them.
And they're inciting violence as a result.
And he's not talking about the KKK and so forth. He's talking about organizations like Family Research Council, Liberty Counsel, and others. You know, Family Research Council was a recipient, if you will, of this hateful rhetoric of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Floyd Corkins in 2012 was intent on committing mass murder against the FRC in Washington, D.C. And he had notes about some other organizations in Washington, D.C. that he was going to target after he did the mass slaughter at FRC. Fortunately, that was stopped by the security guard who was shot in the process. But he confessed to the authorities that he was motivated by and ultimately found out about FRC by going to the Southern Poverty Law Center's website and finding FRC on the so-called hate map. And Liberty Counsel is listed there as well. They call us a hater, a hate group. They now are part of a lawsuit against us, and we are going to push back very hard against that. It has no basis in law or fact. They want to just simply destroy. With that kind of a history, and now you've got another violent attempted mass murder, someone who likes the SPLC, meaning that they're ideologically not only in line with them, but they're drinking from the rhetoric that is being poured out by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, how does the Southern Poverty Law Center deal with Representative Scalise? We looked at that and was not surprised by the fact that in 2015, the SPLC, and they still have it on their website, they have an article publishing the idea that Representative Scalise from Louisiana promoted white supremacy. That's from the SPLC, supported a so-called hate group founded by former KKK member David Duke, who apparently was someone who lived within the district that he represented. The SPLC article clearly, Matt, tries to infer that Representative Scalise is a so-called hater and supporter of a hate group. So yeah. Again, this is directly related to the Southern Poverty Law Center in their false labeling dangerous rhetoric.
Well, that's the SPLC's MO here. What they do is that they take people and through 3, 4, 5 degrees of separation, try to associate them with actual hate groups or KKK individuals. For instance, putting Liberty Counsel, the Family Research Council, the American Family Association on a hate map, indiscriminately mingled in with white supremacist skinhead groups and white nationalist groups, many of which do engage in some kind of violence. So the idea there, it's a false guilt by false association. It's a leftist tactic. It's a Saul Alinskyite tactic here. And so the SPLC is engaged in this. And over the years, their credibility, the SPLC used to actually do some fairly decent work on
Decades ago.
Decades ago on actual civil rights, but they have gone off the deep end here, and they just put out poison rhetoric now, and their leftist lemmings follow them and read this propaganda, soak it up, drink from the poison well, if you will, and then go out and commit the kinds of acts that Floyd Corkins and this shooter in Alexandria commit. And yet the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, they have to know that they're complicit in this, but they're so ideologically driven that they refuse to acknowledge that their own reckless behavior is contributing to this climate of violence. And I fear, Matt, I'm going to say right now, I hate to say this, but I would not be surprised if sometime in the future we see somebody commit an act of violence motivated once again by the Southern Poverty Law Center's propaganda, and that it ends in the loss of life. I fear that, but we have to predict it.
I know. Fortunately, the FRC situation was stopped by the security guard who was shot in the process.
Right.
Floyd Corkins is now in prison. Representative Scalise, had he gotten there to the baseball practice late or decided not to show up or was called into a meeting, there would have been no one there with security.
Right.
He was there because he's the number 3 ranking Republican, and he has a security contingency. They're the only ones that had weapons, because in D.C., you can't carry around concealed weapons like you can in other parts of the country. So these would have been sitting ducks had it not been for this security contingency. And he, this guy would have been able to continue to shoot and create carnage. So you got two situations where it could have been mass murder. Thank God that it hasn't been, but there's some people who are seriously injured, maybe having scars and residuals for life from that. We need to stop this rhetoric and join with Liberty Counsel, as we are now battling directly against the SPLC in this lawsuit that they fought, they are part of on the other side, that goes back many years with the Lisa Miller, Janet Jenkins case. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Support us financially as we continue to battle against this radical and frankly dangerous organizations. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. 407-875-1776. lc.org.